It's time for another Carbon County School District update. And joining us in studio today, we have Wellington Elementary Principal Polly Bogrenik. And Mrs. Bogrenik, it's great to get you in today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Well, here we are at the end of September, moving into October. And I know that October is going to be a very big month for Wellington Elementary. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But how did you assess the first month and a half of the school year so far?
You know what? It has started out really great. The first part of the school year is always getting those benchmarking assessments all completed, finding out where we're at, what we need to do for the school year. It's nice. We've already had our parent-teacher conferences, which means the quarter's half over. So it's hard to believe it's gone by this fast, that we're already into October, but it's gone really great. The kids are always great, which is, you know, they're excited to be at school. The teachers are glad to be back, so it's been great.
You have a fun age, right, where these kids, they probably love the sort of, I hate using the word normalcy, because I don't think we're there yet as far as normalcy, but it's closer to what we have had, right? That's great for little kids.
Yeah, it is. You know, we still have students and staff that are wearing masks, and we promote whatever they want to do. We support, and it's been great, you know, to see a lot of faces this year, but understanding that, you know, we're still have some struggles with COVID right now. And if families and teachers want to wear masks, we want them to feel comfortable being at school. So whatever makes them feel comfortable to be there, we want them there.
You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I felt like that probably the most underrated aspect of anyone that's in the educational field right now is the preparation that you guys put forth to make sure that A, everyone is comfortable, B, everyone is safe right now, correct? I mean, that seems to be quite a workload.
Yeah, we haven't stopped any of our safety procedures or cleaning procedures that we had in place last year. Everything is the same other than masks aren't mandatory. So really, I don't feel like anything has changed. We're still making sure everything gets wiped down, sprayed, you know, that the kids have a safe, clean environment to come to like we always did.
That's the new normal, right?
Yes, yes, that is.
Well, let's talk about October. I know it's a very big month for you guys at the elementary school, and like any elementary school, because, kids love Halloween. I know that's a very small aspect as to what you guys have going on, but it is an exciting time. I mean, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the kids love this time of the year. It's got to be fun to be an elementary school principal around these months.
It is. The kids get really excited about certain things. I'm excited, you know, some of the things last year we had to kind of scale back on or change a little. So this year it's exciting to get to have more community members coming into our building. We're having Wellington Fire come up and do some fire safety with us. We are having our Halloween activities, Red Ribbon Week activities at the end of the month, and our PTA is planning a family Halloween night. So just trying to get some of those things back, aspects that we had before. So we're pretty excited to do those things.
One of the aspects that you mentioned to me off the air was assemblies. You guys are going to try assemblies again.
Yeah. Well, last year, we had our monthly Warrior Awards, which we recognize a certain character trait that we've been working on. And last year, we did all of our assemblies virtually. So I sat in my office, and all the kids, the teachers logged in on their computers and in their individual classrooms, and we did the program over the computer. So this year, we're going to try to pull the school together and do full school assembly. So that'll be interesting to me, because as a second year principal, I didn't do any of that last year as a first year. So I'm excited that we're going to get to try to get all the kids together to help celebrate some of the great things that are going on at our school.
You've never experienced it as a principal, but I'm sure you've experienced it in some regard as a teacher or you know, in other ventures of your educational career. How different is it for kids engaging in an assembly, boom, when they're all together there in an auditorium compared to having to do it virtually?
You know what? We did one at the very end of the year last year. We had all the kids in there, and it was really fun. It just I think the kids feel their accomplishments a little bit more when there's a lot of peers to cheer them on. You know, they have their classroom peers and different things when we did the virtual assemblies, but I think it'll be exciting for them to get recognized by our whole school for the great things they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, our guest right now, Polly Vogrenik, principal at Wellington Elementary School. Mrs. Vogrenik, before I let you go, is there anything else that you guys have up and coming or in the works that's exciting right now at Wellington Elementary? I know you just mentioned parent-teacher conference, which I don't know how much the kids enjoy that, but anything we've missed?
I don't think so. We're just excited to, you know, be partway through first quarter. We've had our parent-teacher conferences a few weeks ago, so we're just ready to just take off, keep going, and keep everything flowing pretty easy this year.
When's the end of the first quarter?
End of first quarter is right after fall break.
Okay. So it's coming up. It's coming up really fast.
Yeah, a few weeks.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing how fast the school year moves, isn't it?
It really is. You know, you think it's hard to believe it's almost October and that we've been in school as long as we have. But yeah, school years go by really fast for me. I don't know. Summers go by fast, but school years go by even faster.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's a good thing, though, right?
Yeah,
that's a good thing. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, once you hit it, it always seems to me that once you get past that last holiday break of New Year's, that's when things just fly by in a hurry. Is that fair?
It is. And I think the thing that I didn't really notice before, because I was always an upper grade teacher and stuff, is the amount of learning and how your younger grades, even your kindergarten, how even the last quarter of school, that's when those foundations are built, and that's when you start to see that reading. And so it's just amazing, like, when January hits, and it's just like you're in a groove, everything's going, and then you start to see all this progress of that foundation you've laid. So it's pretty exciting to see that, especially when we get closer to March and April in the kindergarten. I love to watch them get so excited as they start to learn to read those books and do a lot more with that. It's pretty exciting.
It's an entire process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. When we first get them, they're still little, and that getting used to being in school. And so the first quarter is, you know, a little bit harder. They're tired. They're not used to being in school all day. And even by this time, they've settled in. They're doing some great things. And even in our kindergarten classes, I love going in there.
Well, I definitely appreciate you stopping by, Ms. Vogrenik. Great to get an update on everything that's happening at Wellington Elementary. Try to make it through your busy month of October, and I'm sure we'll catch up again real soon.
We will. Thank you.
All right. For more Carbon County School District updates, just visit CastleCountryRadio.com. And, of course, stay tuned here. Castle Country Focus on 107.3 FM and 750 AM KOAL.